今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的呢是有关属灵生命的建造这一方面。
This morning, my burden to share with brothers and sisters is regarding the building up of our spiritual walk.
我想我们好不好一同翻开旧约的尼希米记，旧约的尼希米记。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament.
旧约的尼希米记第三章。
Nehemiah chapter 3.
这一章讲到他们从耶路撒冷回来以后，回归以后，他们在这里重新建造耶路撒冷的城墙和城门。
This chapter is about the remnants returning to Jerusalem and they're rebuilding the doors and the walls of Jerusalem.
所以，如果你从头读到尾的时候，你就发觉在这里有许多的人民。
So if you read from the beginning of this chapter to the end, you'll realize that there are a lot of needs.
那这些人呢？他们在那里，有些人在建造不同的城门，有些人在建造不同的城墙那一部分。
And there were a lot of people, and some of them were building the gates, and some of them are building the walls.
那我们没有时间整章来读，但是我们只读几节的圣经就好。
We do not have the time to go through the entire chapters, but we'll pay attention to a few verses.
我们先要读第一节到第三节。
We'll first read verse 1-3.
那时大祭司以利亚实和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门。分别为圣，安立门扇，又筑城墙，到哈米亚楼，直到哈兰叶楼，分别为圣。
Then Eliashib, the high priest, arose with his brothers and the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They consecrated the wall to the tower of the hundred and the tower of Hananel.
第二节，其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是因利的儿子。沙克建造。
Verse 2, and next to him, the man of Jericho built, and next to them, Sakur the son of Imri built.
第三节，哈希拉的子孙建立鱼门，架横梁，安门扇和栓锁。
Verse 3, now the sons of Hasanah built the fish gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars.
我想这三节可以提醒我们，他们刚开始的时候是有一些人先建了一个门，然后呢就有人接着就建到旁边的城墙，然后又有人呢建造另外一个门，这样子。
So from these verses, we can see that first of all, these people, there are some people who built the gates, the doors, and then they go on to build the wall that is connected, and then somebody else would build another gate.
那整章都是讲到这些。
And the entire chapter.
那么为什么我们今天要来读这一章呢
？The entire chapter is repeated like this, and why is it that we should read this today?
因为这一章对我们有极深的关系。
Because this chapter, it's very important to us.
我想为了帮助有一些我们比较年轻一点，或者我们刚刚蒙恩信主的弟兄姊妹，我要先讲一些有关这一章的背景。
So for those who have just recently received the Lord, and for the younger brothers and sisters, I would like to talk about the history behind this chapter.
我们知道，当神拣选以色列做他百姓的时候
，We know that when God chose the Israelites to be His people,
神有一个见证，有个托付在他们身上。
God has a testimony for these people.
盼望呢，以色列人在地上能够背负神的见证。
He desires that his people, the Israelites, would bear his testimony.
使所有外邦的人呢，能够认识这位独一的真神。
So that all the Gentiles would come to see this one and true God.
神在他们身上做了许许多多的事情。
God has done many things in their lives.
行了许多的神迹。
He did many signs.
而且派了许多的先知去对他们说话。
He sent so many prophets to speak to them.
可以说，没有哪一个在世界上的民族是像以色列人这么蒙恩典的。
There is no other nation on earth who are blessed as the Israelites.
但是 以色列人却背离了这位神。
And yet the Israelites rejected this God.
所以外面虽然他们还有敬拜，但里面却是空的。
On the outside they still worship, and yet inwardly it's all empty.
没有任何属灵的真实的实际。
There's no real spiritual reality.
所以神让他们被掳到巴比伦。
So therefore, God allowed them to be taken into exile to Babylon.
但因着神的怜悯，经过70年以后呢，神允许他们能够回来。
And yet, because of God's mercy, after 70 years, God promised that they will return to Jerusalem.
结果我们知道，当时能够回来的人却很少。
But we know that at that time, those who returned were very few.
因为如果留在巴比伦呢，他们有事业，有家庭。
Because if they stayed in Babylon, they would already have their career established and they have their families.
但当他们回来的时候，这整个城是非常荒凉。
But if they were to return, the entire city is very desolate.
所以他们第一批回来的人呢，只有大概五万个人。
The first group that returned was only about 50,000.
这些人回来以后，他们首先就把祭坛给建立起来。
So the first group that returned, the first thing they did was to rebuild the altars.
然后后来经过一些波折之后呢，他们把圣殿也建立起来。
And after much trials, they rebuilt the temple as well.
这是第一批回来的人。
So this is the first group of remnants.
然后经过了大概将近80年，有第二批的人，大概有几千个人回来。
And after 80 years, there's the second group that returned. There were about 8,000 people that returned.
我们知道这时候呢，是以斯拉带他们回来的。
And at that time, we know that it was Ezra that brought them back.
他就加强圣殿的服事。
And so he strengthened the service in the temple.
然后到了第三批回来的人呢，就是现在我们提到的尼希米。
And the third group that returned is regarding Nehemiah, which is what we just read.
然后主要的就是把耶路撒冷的城墙、城门再重新建立起来。
The major thing that they did is to rebuild the wall.Around Jerusalem.
而且加强城内居民的生活。
And to strengthen the life of the people who live within the city.
所以这一章呢，正好就记载尼希米回来以后呢，带领众百姓在重新修造城墙和城门。
So this chapter is specifically talking about how after Nehemiah brought the people back, that they were rebuilding the walls and the gates.
那这跟我们有什么关系呢？
How is this related to us?
因为神怎么样？对待从前他属地的以色列民，同样的属灵原则，他对待今天我们这些属天的以色列民。
So the principle of how God dealt with the Israelites in those days is the same principle of how He deal with us spiritually as His people.
我们是主重价买回来的百姓。
The Lord has brought us with a great price.
神在我们每一个人身上有极大的恩典。
God has a tremendous grace upon each one of us.
我们本应该好好的来爱主，来侍奉主。
We ought to love Him and serve Him well.
但是很多时候我们却好像被掳了一样。
But oftentimes we lived as if we are in exile.
什么叫做被掳呢？
What does it mean to be in captivity?
一个被掳的人都是失去自由的人。
Those who are under captivity lost their freedom.
很多时候我们被罪捆绑。
Oftentimes we are bound by sin.
有些罪抓住我们，我们没有办法胜过。
Sin grabs hold of us and we cannot overcome.
所以我们被掳了。
So we are bound. We are taken into captivity.
很多时候我们是落在自己肉体的里面。
Oftentimes we are bound by our flesh.
我们没有办法胜过我们的肉体。
We cannot overcome our flesh.
你看，我们也是被掳了。
We are also taken into captivity.
我们整个人的思想都是被。自己这个己做中心所抓住。
Our mind is captured by the thoughts of the self.
而不是以我们的神、我们的主为中心。
That the Lord our God is not the center of our thoughts.
这说出了我们被掳。
This speaks that we are in captivity.
被掳到什么地方呢？是巴比伦。
Where are we being captured to? It's to Babylon.
我们知道巴比伦所代表的就是混乱。
We know that Babylon represents chaos.
你知道本来我们应该是非常单纯的。来爱主，用一个全心来爱主的，但是呢，我们却受到许许多多的影响，以至于我们向着主的心并不完全。
Supposedly, our heart is supposed to be pure, and we should follow Him wholeheartedly. And yet, our heart is being taken by so many other things that we are not pure and whole before him.
所以当我们在神的光中看见自己的情形的时候呢，我们不能不承认，我们就好像那些被掳的人一样。
So in God's light, when we see our true condition, we cannot but confess that we are like those who are in captivity.
但是感谢主，因着他的爱，因着他的怜悯，他借着环境来呼召我们，把我们带回来。
But thank and praise the Lord, because of His love and mercy, He takes us through all of those things.
所以刚开始，祭坛就建立起来。
So in the beginning, they rebuilt the altar.
也祭坛说到了我们与主的交通。
Altar speaks of our fellowship with God.
祭坛说到了我们的奉献。
It speaks of our offering to the Lord.
我们好像浪子一样被带回到父家。
Like the prodigal son, we are brought back to the father's house.
我们愿意重新的把自己献给神。
That once again we'll be willing to offer ourselves back to the Lord.
我们愿意与主有更深的交通。
That we would want to have a deeper fellowship with God.
然后我们就好像活石被建造成为一个灵宫。
That we'll be like living stones that will be built up into a spiritual temple.
成为神借圣灵所居住的所在。
That it will be a dwelling place through the Holy Spirit.
这时候就好像圣殿就被恢复被建立起来。
It's like the temple being rebuilt, being restored.
然后我们就看见主要加强我们祭司的侍奉。
Then we see that the Lord will strengthen the service of the priest.
换句话说，所有蒙恩的神的儿女，个个都是祭司。
All of the people who are saved by the Lord, we are all priests before Him.
我们的服事不仅仅是在教会里面的服事。
Our service is not restricted to just serving in the church building.
即使在家庭中，在工作中，我们也在服事主。
But in our family, in our work, we are serving our Lord.
我们从前做医生是为了自己的目的。
In the past, we lived for ourselves.
但是呢，现在我们做一个医生，乃是为了主来做。
But now, the entire life that we want to live for the Lord.
因为我们盼望，我们借着所服事的工作，我们来荣耀主，让主的名得到称赞。
That through our service, that we will be able to glorify our Lord and be able to praise Him.
然后我们的侍奉就因此被加强。
So that our service will be strengthened.
接着我们就来到了黎希米所讲的，要把城墙跟城门所建立起来。
Then we go to Nehemiah, when the wall and the gates will be built.
你知道，一般我们对黎希米记都不是有太深的印象。
We are not very familiar with the story of Nehemiah.
但是黎希米记在圣经里面占了一个非常重要的地位。
But the book of Nehemiah is such an important book in the Bible.
因为你如果读旧约圣经的时候，你发觉黎希米记是所有旧约的历史最后的一卷书。
If you look at the Old Testament, you realize that Nehemiah is the last book of history in the Old Testament.
它比以斯拉和以斯帖这两本书就时间上来讲更晚。
Chronologically, this is the book after Ezra and Esther.
从尼希米之后就没有以色列人的历史了。
After Nehemiah, there's no more history of the Israelites.
为什么？
Why is it?
为什么神在尼希米记之后就不再写历史了？
Why is it after the book of Nehemiah, there's no more history for the Israelites?
因为尼希米是说到一个旧的时代的结束，而一个新的时代。
Nehemiah speaks of the end of a time period, and then it brings in a new time period.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们记得的话，当他们被掳快要七十年快要满的时候，我们知道但以理曾经向着神有个祷告。
We know that when it was almost 70 years, when they were about to return to Jerusalem.Daniel had a prayer.
他知道神的应许一定要实现，所以他在那里迫切的来祷告，神成就这个七十年的应许。
He knew that God's promise will be fulfilled, and so he zealously prayed before the Lord to fulfill this promise.
结果，神被他的祷告所感动。
Therefore, the Lord was moved by his prayer.
神给他的不仅仅是七十年。
God not only gave him 70 years.
神给他七十个七。
God gave him 70 sevens.
这就是但以理书第九章所记载的。
This is what is recorded in Daniel chapter 9.
你知道但以理书讲到了七十个七是非常有名的一个预言。
The prophecy about the 70 sevens in Daniel is very famous.
他让你特别提到，他说在就是第九章二十四节，他说为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
Verse 24, 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
然后他说，你当知道，当明白，从初令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受高君的时候，必有七十个期和六十二个期，正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带壕都必重新建造。
Verse 25. So you are to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be built again with plaza and moat.Even in times of distress.
26节，过了六十二个期，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
Verse 26. Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.And its end will come with a flood. Even to the end, there will be war. Desolations are determined.
所以这里讲到了七十个期。
Here it talks about 77s.
分成三个部分。
It's separated into three parts.
第一个是七个期。
The first portion is the 77s.
换句话说，这是四十九年。
In other words, it speaks of 49 years.
然后是六十二个期。
And then it talks of 62 weeks.
换句话说，这是四百三十四年。
In other words, it's 434 years.
然后最后一个七年。
And then the last 7 years.
七十个期就分成这三个部分。
So the 77s is split into these three portions.
那这七十个期是从什么时候开始呢？
When does the 77s begin?
他这边就是说初令重新建造耶路撒冷开始的。
It began, with the restoring and rebuilding Jerusalem.
那什么时候开始重新建造耶路撒冷？就是尼希米这个时候。
When did they start to restore and rebuild Jerusalem? It was the time period of Nehemiah.
因为从尼希米重新建造城墙开始。
From the time that Nehemiah rebuilt the walls.
向前呢，有一个很大的预言。
There's a big prophecy.
这个预言呢，一方面结束了旧的时代。
This prophecy and the old time period.
一方面开始一个全新的时代。
And it begins a new time period.
所以到尼希米呢，就不需要再写历史了。
So therefore, the history will stop with Nehemiah.
因为从尼希米开始呢，有一个完全新的时代，是一个属天的时代开始了。
Because there will be a new time period that would begin with Nehemiah, and that would be the heavenly period.
第一个是讲到七个七。
So the first speaks of the 77s.
它是从重新建造耶路撒冷开始，一直到呢耶路撒冷连接带壕都重新建造起来。
So it starts with the rebuilding and restoring of Jerusalem, and then it will go on to the plaza and moat being built again.
所以第一个七乘七四十九年呢，是讲到耶路撒冷它开始重新建造城墙，一直到它连接带壕都完成的时候呢，这是七个七所要发生的事情。
So the first 77s, which is the first 49 years, starting from the rebuilding of Jerusalem all the way to the plaza and moat being built, is 49 years.
如果我们读旧约圣经的话，我们就发觉它是。讲的时间正好从尼希米一直讲到马拉基。
So if we pay attention to the Old Testament, if we pay attention to the time frame, it speaks of the time of Nehemiah to the time of Malachi.
那在这个七个七过后呢，要经过四百三十四年。
So after this 77, It would go through another 434 years.
然后你就发现呢，是受膏君要被剪除一无所有。
Then we'll see that the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的知道什么时候重新建造城墙开始，然后你来算这些年的话呢，正好就是主耶稣钉十字架的那一年。
If you really know how to calculate this, and starting from the day that they rebuilt the temple, all the way to the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross is exactly 434 years.
只是说你算的时候要稍微注意一点。
And when you are calculating, you need to pay attention to one thing.
就是旧约的时候，圣经讲到的圣经的年呢，是一个预言年，就是它一年是360天，跟我们现在365、360天不太一样。
So you need to pay attention to the fact that in the Old Testament, when we talk of a year, it's not 365, 366 years, it's 360 years.
所以你看见圣经非常的准确。当你这样子来算的时候呢，主耶稣就在那一年，甚至在那个时候钉了十字架。
And so if we are being accurate, then we'll see that the years, the days actually matches.That it was indeed the time that Jesus was crucified.
这是神给但以理的一个极大的预言。
This is a big prophecy that God has revealed to Daniel.
今天从我们的角度来看，这变成一段历史，而且这么的准确应验在我们的这前面。
For us, it becomes a history, and is something that has been fulfilled.
然后这六十二个期跟最后一个期呢，中间要经过一大段的时间。
So between the first sevens to the last sevens, there's a big period of time in between.
这一段时间就是教会的奥秘。
This period in between is the mystery of the church.
也就是现在今天的恩典时代。
It is today's, which is the grace period.
然后一直到末了呢，有最后一个期，就是我们知道最后那个七年的灾难。
And in the end, there will be another 7 years, which is the years of tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么尼希米记这么重要的原因。
This is why the book of Nehemiah is so important.
一方面，它结束了旧的时代。
On one hand, it ended the old time period.
一方面，它开启了一个新的时代。
And it began the new time period.
一直到末了。
All the way until the end.
而我们也在其中。
And we are part of this.
所以到尼希米第三章，他开始要建造城墙了。
So when we get to Nehemiah chapter 3, it's about the rebuilding of the walls.
因为如果城墙城门没有建造好，主不会回来的。
Because if the wall is not being rebuilt and restored, the Lord will not return.
所以当他们建好以后，你读马拉基书。
After they have rebuilt and restored the walls, if you read Malachi.
马拉基书特别讲说，你们所寻求的主必忽然进到圣殿里面。
Malachi tells us that the Lord that you have been seeking after, he will suddenly enter into the temple.
因为如果城墙城门耶路撒冷没有完全建造好呢，主没有办法回来。
Because if Jerusalem, the walls and the gates are not rebuilt, the Lord cannot return.
弟兄姊妹，这是指着物质方面的建造。
Here is talking about the physical building.
但是今天就是属灵方面来讲
But today, spiritually,
主也要兴起一半的人
The Lord also has to raise up a group of people
要把属灵的城墙跟城门建立起来主才能够回来
To build the spiritual walls so that the Lord may return
所以你看见到了起诉的时候有一半的人他们是心腹他们装饰整齐等候主的回来
So we see in Revelations that there is a group of people. They are the bride. They are dressed ready for the Lord, waiting for the Lord to return.
所以尼希米第三章这个建造呢，跟我们发生极大的关系。
So this rebuilding in Nehemiah is very important to us.
我们特别注意它有两种建造，一个是城墙，一个是城门。
So we need to pay attention to two kinds of rebuilding. One is regarding the wall, the other one is regarding the doors.
我们知道当他们在建造城墙的时候呢是所有的百姓都一起来建造。
When they were rebuilding the wall, we know that all of the people of God, they were all rebuilding it together.
因为这个建造不是一个人能够建造的。
Because this rebuilding cannot be done by one man.
换句话说，我们每一个人都有责任，我们都要一起来建造。
In other words, every one of us has a responsibility. We all have to build this together.
如果你数一下这一章啊，它建造的城墙总共有42段。
If you pay attention to this chapter, we'll see that this wall is split into 42 sections.
42段让你想起了什么
？What does 42 remind you of?
当以色列人离开埃及以后，他们走了42站才来到了迦南地。
The Israelites, when they were walking in the wilderness, they passed through 42 stations before they entered into the land of Canaan.
从亚伯拉罕经过3个14代才来到主耶稣的降生。
From Abraham, all the way to the birth of Jesus, there was 3 14 generations.
所以如果这个城墙没有建好的话呢，
if the,
神荣耀的见证没有办法被彰显。
If the wall is not rebuilt, the glorious testimony of the Lord cannot be manifested.
我们知道在旧约的时候，城墙说出了分别。
We know that in the Old Testament, the wall speaks of separation.
因为城墙一建立好以后呢，城里面的人跟城外的人就分开来了。
If the wall is built, it separates the people from within to the people from outside the walls.
我们知道城墙也说到了他们所受的保护。
And the walls also speak of protection.
因为如果没有城墙的话，敌人可以随时进来来攻击他们。
If there's no wall, the enemy would come and attack any time.
但是现在城墙建好以后呢，仇敌就没有办法对他们做什么事。
But because the wall is rebuilt, then the enemies can have nothing to do to attack them.
我们知道主耶稣也曾经讲过，城是造在山上是不能隐藏的。
The Lord told us that the city must be built on top of the hill. It cannot be hidden.
我们知道主所讲的这个城是指耶路撒冷说的。
And we know that the Lord referred the city to the New Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是建造在山上的。
It refers to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was built upon the hill.
他人点灯，没有人放在斗底下，而是放在灯台上。
When man lights a lamp, they would not hide it under the bushel. They would put it on the lampstand.
为的是什么？是要见证。
And what is the purpose?The purpose is to be the testimony.
所以城墙必须建立起来，好让神的见证能够被高举。
The wall must be rebuilt so that the testimony of the Lord will be upheld.
但是很奇妙的就是，当他在建造城墙的时候呢，他一定是先建城门，然后才有城墙。
And very interestingly, when they rebuilt the wall, the first thing that they must do is to build the doors.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为当我们讲到属灵的城墙的时候呢，这讲到主的生命在我们里面慢慢长大。
When we speak of the spiritual walls, we're speaking about the spiritual life within us being, that is growing.
因为我们所讲的不是外面的这种分别。
We're not talking about a physical separation.
那是因为主的生命在我们里面慢慢长大的时候。
But because of the life of the Lord that is increased in us.
我们与世界的分别就越来越彻底。
Then the separation from the world is becoming more clear.
当我们的生命越来越长大的时候呢，仇敌对我们的攻击就越来越没有力量。
And as this life within is being nurtured and mature, the enemy would not have the power to attack us.
当我们生命越来越成熟长大的时候，你看主他自己的见证就在我们身上能够彰显。
And when this life within us is mature and growing, then the testimony of the Lord is naturally manifested.
但是这里不仅仅是讲到个人方面，也是讲到团体方面。
Here is not only talking about individuals, but talking about corporate life.
那问题是怎么样让我们属灵的生命能够被建造起来？
But how can we build up this spiritual life?
这就跟城门发生关系。
This has to do with the doors.
这也是为什么你先要有门，然后你才有墙。
And that is why we must have the doors before we can have the walls.
因为门说到了彼此的交通。
Doors speaks of mutual fellowship.
借着与神那个亲密的交通，借着彼此在光里面的交通呢，我们生命才能够慢慢长大。
Through the close fellowship with God and also the fellowship in the light, this life within us will grow.
然后很奇妙的，你在这里看见10个门。
And amazingly, we see here that there are 10 doors.
我们知道十在圣经里是特别代表我们向着神所要负的责任。
10 in the Bible speaks of our responsibility before God.
这就是为什么有10个童女。
and that is why there were 10 virgins.
五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
Five were wise and five were unwise.
所以这里的十个城门，十个门呢，是讲到我们要向神所要负的责任。
So here the 10 doors speaks of our responsibility before God.
所以当我们借着这些门一个一个的经历下去的时候呢，我们属灵的生命就很自然的就慢慢成长。
As we go through each of these doors, then our life, the spiritual life within us would naturally grow.
第一个门我们看见很简单，就我们刚刚读的第一节是羊门。
So the first door that we read earlier is in verse 1, is the sheep gate.
耶路撒冷周围的门里面有一个是羊门。
In Jerusalem, around Jerusalem, one of the gates is the sheep gate.
为什么叫羊门呢？
Why is it called the sheep gate?
当时他们祭司要在圣殿献祭的时候，他们把羊从城门外牵进来的时候，就是经过这个羊的门。
Because in the old days, when the priests have to give an offering to the Lord, they would have to offer the sheep and it has to go through the sheep door.
这让我们想起以赛亚书五十三章的话。
And it reminds us of the words in Isaiah 53.
讲到我们的主。
It speaks of our Lord.
他像羊羔被牵往宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
It reminds us of Isaiah 53 when the Lord was
第七节。
Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted.Yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter and like a sheep that is silent before his shearers, he did not open his mouth.
他就是那个羊，神的羔羊，这是使徒约翰所讲，看啊，神的羔羊，他就是那个羊被领进羊门为我们牺牲的那一位。
He was the lamb like the, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God. He is that Lamb of God that is being brought through the sheep gate.
而且主耶稣在约翰福音第十章也告诉我们，他说我就是门，凡从我经过的就必得救，出入要得草吃。
John chapter 10 also tells us that he is that gate and those who go through this gate would have life.
所以感谢主，第一道门是什么门呢？是讲到这个救恩的门。
So the first gate speaks of salvation.
是讲到我们重生的门。
It speaks of the gate of being born again.
我们知道从前在城门口是他们审判的地方。
We know that in the past, the gate is where they give judgment.
这个审判本来应该是落在我们的身上。
This judgment should have been upon us.
但是呢，这个本来不知罪的为我们成为罪。
And yet, the one who knew no sin became sin for us.
这位公义的为我们这些不义的人呢，受了神的审判。
The righteous one took upon this unrighteousness for us to be judged for us.
所以你记得在约翰福音第五章也提到羊门。
And John chapter 5 also speaks of the sheep gates.
你看到那边有很多各样生病的人，特别提到有一个38年的那个人没有办法移动。
And in that chapter it talks about a lot of people who were physically ill and there was this person who was sick for 38 years who cannot move.
但是主耶稣对那个38年的瘫子怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord Jesus say to this man who was paralyzed for 38 years?
拉起你的褥子起来走吧。
Get up, pick up your pallet and walk.
一个38年没有办法走路的瘫子，主一句话就让他起来行走。
Someone who was paralyzed for 38 years. The Lord just say one phrase, he was able to walk.
这是发生在羊门。
This happened at the sheep gate.
就说出你看我们这个天然人，我们没有办法遵行神的旨意，我们根本就没有办法行走，但是因着主的救恩呢，他把生命赐给我们，我们现在可以行走了。
It talks of our natural man. There's no way that we can walk. And yet,When we receive his life, then he allows us to walk.
经过了羊门，你就看见来到了鱼门。第三节所讲的。
After the sheep gate, we see in verse 3 that there is the fish gate.
为什么是鱼门呢？
Why is it the fish gate?
如果你读尼希米记十三章，你看见那边有个鱼市场，卖鱼的。 第十三章。
We see also from Nehemiah chapter 13 that we see a fish market.
所以大概他们买鱼大概从这个 鱼市场带进来的。
So, maybe, this is where they have the fish market, and so they bring the fish through this fish gate.
这个鱼门所代表的，就像主耶稣在马太福音第四章所讲的话。
This fish gate speaks of Matthew chapter 4, what the Lord says in there.
主对彼得跟他的兄弟安德烈说，跟从我，我叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
The Lord told Peter and his brother, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主，当我们蒙了这么大的恩典以后，那接下来我们所要经历的是什么呢？就是把福音传出去。
Thank the Lord. After we have received such a great grace, what do we do? We need to spread the good news to others.
因为当我们真正看见神的爱是这么的丰富，而我们人如果落在这罪恶里面，我们的光景是将来的结局是何等悲惨的时候，很自然的，让我们愿意把这个福音分享给别人。
When we truly see His great love for us.And see the condemnation that we should receive when we don't have His salvation. Then naturally, we would want to share this gospel with others.
主也应许我们，他叫我们得人如得鱼一样。
And the Lord promised us that we will be like fishers of men.
因为如果我们真的是认真的想一想，到有一天，我们很多所认识的人，如果因为没有福音的缘故，他们要落在那个永远的死亡底下，你看我们里面会有多少的自责。
If we seriously think about this.
有的时候我们在晚上，特别是夜深人静的时候，我们思想这些事情。
When we think of those people who do not know the Lord, that one day they would face condemnation, wouldn't we condemn ourselves for that? And when it's at night, when we think of these things.
因为这是关乎永生跟永死的事情。
Because this is speaking of eternal life and eternal death.
因为很多时候我们没有真正仔细去思想这个事情所带来的严重性。
Oftentimes, we do not think of how severe this matter is.
好多我们所关心、所爱的人，还落在黑暗仇敌的手下。
A lot of people that we care for, that we love.Are still under the power of darkness.
难道我们的心不会因此而感到伤痛？
Wouldn't our heart be grieved?
所以很自然的经历了这个阳门之后呢，接下来就是这个鱼门。
So very naturally, after we go through the sheep gate, we will go through the fish gate.
我们很自然的就愿意把主这么一个大的救恩，这个白白的恩典，能够告诉我们所关心、所亲爱的人。
Naturally, we would want to share this good news with those that we care about and that we love.
经过了鱼门之后，我们就来到了第三个门，也就是在第六节所特别提到的一个谷门。
After the fish gate, we go to verse 6, and it speaks of an old gate.
什么是谷门呢？
What is the old gate?
这个我们需要来看耶利米书第六章。
We need to take a look at Nehemiah chapter 6. Oh, Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道。便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。
Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls.
Okay, 这边特别提到古道。
Here talks about the ancient paths.
那如果我们行在其间呢，我们的心里就是我们的魂里就得安息。
And when we walk in it, we will find rest for our souls.
所以这边有一个古道，如果我们走上去了，我们魂里面就安息。
There is this ancient path, this old path. If we walk on it, then we will find rest for our souls.
怎么样让我们魂里得安息？
How can we find rest for our souls?
在旧约是告诉我们，只要走上这条古道，你就能够魂里得安息。
In the Old Testament, we're told to walk upon this old path, then we will find rest.
但是新约给我们看得更清楚。
But in the New Testament, we see it even more clearly.
因为主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十九节告诉我们。
Because in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 tells us.
主说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就你们的魂里就必得享安息。”
Because the Lord says that I'm gentle and humble in heart, that take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your soul.
所以你把这几节圣经摆在一起，你就看见非常清楚的一条路。
So if you put all these verses together, you will see very clearly there is this path.
所以古门所讲的乃是一条路。就是十字架的道路。
This old door speaks of a path. What path is this? It's the path of the cross.
所以主耶稣说，要跟从我的人就要怎么样？舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
So what did the Lord say? He says that for those who want to follow him, they must take up their cross, deny themselves and follow him.
只有这样，你的魂里就必得享安息。
Only when you walk this way that you will find rest for your soul.
所以在这里你看见一个人蒙恩以后呢？有两件事情是非常重要的。
After one has received the grace of the Lord, there are two things that are very important.
一个就像鱼门所代表的，是向着外的，把福音要传出去。
One thing is like the fish gate that we would it's facing the outward. We needed to spread the gospel to others.
另外一件事情呢，是对累的，是生命方面的，要背起自己的十字架，舍己背十字架来跟随主。
And the second thing is inward, is when it's regarding our walk with the Lord that we needed to deny ourselves, pick up the cross and follow Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你注意这整章的圣经啊，只有在这个两个门下面，他特别提到了你要架横梁、安门扇和门锁。
If you notice, pay attention carefully, then you'll notice that these are the two gates that it says that you need to lay its beams and hung its door with its bolts and bars.
要特别讲到横梁。
It speaks of beams.
换句话说呢，这个是要非常加强坚固的。
In another word, it has to be sturdy. It has to be strengthened.
所以我们蒙恩以后，我们必须要架两个横梁，一个就是这个鱼门所代表的传福音，一个是古门所代表的，就是走十字架的道路。
So after we receive this grace, we must have two beams. One is that.We needed to spread the gospel. The second one is that we need to bear the cross.
我们的十字架讲到了两方面。
The cross speaks of two things.
一方面是讲到与基督同定，是讲到死的这一方面。
On the one hand, it speaks of being crucified with Christ. It speaks of death.
但另外一方面是讲到复活，与基督一同坐在天上，就复活的一面。
And the second aspect of the cross is the resurrection.Is that we are resurrection to be with Christ in heaven.
这就是当我们在读到古门的时候，你发觉他特别提到两种人，有一种是叫银匠，就是第八节所讲的，另外一个是做香的。
And so when we look at the old gates, we see two groups of people. We see the goldsmith, and also we see the perfumers.
我们知道银是说到了救赎。
We know that silver speaks 银金。
银子是
silver. Silver speaks of salvation.
对，这就是 redemption.
Redemption.
这讲到主为我们定死。
It talks about the Lord being crucified for us.
但香是代表什么呢？复活的香气。
What does perfume represent? It represents the perfume, fragrance of resurrection.
所以这代表复活。
It speaks of resurrection.
所以感谢主，如果我们能够与主一同走这一条十字架的道路呢？一方面向着世界向着肉体我们是定死的但是向着神呢我们好像馨香的气陈列在他的面前
So if we truly walk upon the way of the cross then we will be like the presume that we will have the fragrance of resurrection and that we would
活在神的面前
that we would live before God.
好，经过了谷门之后呢，我们就来到了第十三节所提到另外一个谷山谷的那个门。
So after the old gate, we go to the valley gate, which is in verse 13.
如果我们没有学到前面这个背十字架的道路呢，走十字架的道路呢，我们就永远不会学会什么叫做山谷的这个谷门的功课。
If we do not learn if we do not learn the lessons of the cross, we will never be able to go to the valley gate.
因为我们知道谷说出了谦卑，说出了道空。
Because valley speaks of humility and speaks of being empty.
因为我们知道在腓立比书第二章讲到我们的主的时候，他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己。取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样子。
We see from Philippians chapter 2, the example of our Lord, that in verse 6, that he said that although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man.
你看我们的主，他一生走十字架道路，他倒空他的自己。
We see that the Lord Jesus,for his entire life, he walked in the way of the cross. He emptied himself.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章也告诉我们，他说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
And so in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord also told us, "The blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven."
所以十字架的功课是把我们倒空我们的功课。
The lesson of the cross is the lesson of emptying of ourselves.
生命的成长是显在谦卑的里面。
The growth of life is hidden in the humility.
圣经上用麦子来形容基督徒的生命。
The Bible uses wheat to represent the life of Christians.
因为当麦子越成熟的时候呢，它就弯得越低。
Because as the wheat grows, the more they are ripened, they bow down even more.
但是你看，我们原来天然的生命就像稗子一样，越长越直，越长越高。
And yet, for us, we are not like the wheat. We would grow up higher and higher, sticking up.
经过了谷门，就是十四节所讲的粪场。
After you go through the valley gate, you will go to the refuse gate in verse 14.
这个粪场们所说的乃是腓立比书第三章第七节第八节所讲的话。
Refuse gate speaks of Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.
我们一起来看一下。
Let's take a look at that.
说只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that,I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
保罗曾经有许多他可以夸口。
Paul has many things that he can be boastful about.
但是他从前以为与他有益的，现在都是有损的。
But all of those things he has counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
因为他发现主耶稣基督是他唯一的至宝。
Because he has seen that knowing the Lord Jesus is treasure.
他看万事如同粪土。
That he count all things to be rubbish.
都要从粪场上给他丢出去。
That he would throw all those things as rubbish.
所以没有学会谷门谦卑的功课，我们是永远学不会粪场门的功课。
If we do not go through the valley gate, if we do not learn the lessons of the valley gate, we would not be able to learn the lessons of refuge gates.
所以哥林多后书第七章第一节也说了一段话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1,
他说亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
It says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
在以弗所书第三也告诉我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人，因为这新人是按着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So in Ephesians, we are also told that we need to put on the new self,which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
所以感谢主，就是这样子一段一段的我们经历生命的长进。
So,
然后你知道我们的城墙就慢慢建立起来。
So thank the Lord that as we are willing to learn these lessons, then this wall is being built.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们学会了粪场门的功课，接下来学什么功课呢？
After we learn the lessons of the refuse gate, what is the lesson after that?
十五节的全门。
In verse 15 is the fountain gate.
主耶稣在约翰福音第七章告诉我们。
In John chapter 7, the Lord Jesus told us.
七章三十八节。
7:38.
信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said,From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
所以在我们里面有一个活水的泉源要能够涌流出来。
From our innermost being, there's this rivers of living water that is supposed to flow out.
使我们成为一个祝福的器皿。
That we will be a vessel of blessing.
但弟兄姊妹，我们里面常常是这么干，枯干。
But brothers and sisters, oftentimes we are so dried within us.
为什么？就是因为我们里面被许多世界的东西，被许多肉体的东西填满了。
Because there are so many things of the world and of ourselves, of our flesh, that has taken the place in, within our heart.
所以只有我们学会了粪场门的功课，把所有这些垃圾都除去以后呢，活水的江河才能从我们里面涌流出来。
Only if we have learned the lesson of the refuse gate that we have poured out all these rubbish from within us, then we can experience this fountain gate.
所以诗篇八十四篇第六节告诉我们。
Psalm 84,
verse 6.
Verse 6 tells us.
我们经过流泪谷，使这谷变为泉源。
As we pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
所以你看见这个谷是要付代价的，然后你才能够变成一个泉源。
You need to go through the valley, paying a price. Then you will become a fountain.
这样子，你看那个活水的江河，那个圣灵的充满，才能够发生在我们的身上。
Then this river of living water.The filling of the Holy Spirit would be a reality in us.
所以在以弗所书第五章十八节告诉我们，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
In Ephesians chapter 5, we are told not to be drunk, but to be wise, and that we need to be filled with the Spirit.
你知道我们常常被世界这个酒使得我们东倒西歪。
Oftentimes, the wine of this world make us not able to walk straight, that we're not steady.
那我们应当是被圣灵充满，让圣灵在我们里面有管制，好让我们能够有活水的江河能够流出来供应别人。
We need to be controlled by the Spirit, to be filled by the Spirit, so that there would be that river of life flowing out from us, that we can be, that we would be able to become a vessel of blessings for others.
从全门接下来就来到了第七个门，也就是二十六节所提到的水门。
After the fountain gate, we get to verse 26, which is the water gate.
那水门是代表什么呢？
What does the water gate talk about?
如果你看尼希米记第八章就知道他们聚集在水门这个地方。
If you pay attention to Nehemiah chapter 8, you'll see that the people here gathered at the water gates.
然后呢他们就听以斯拉在这里宣读律法书。
That over there, they heard Ezra speaking, reading to them the book of the law.
所以水门所代表的乃是神的话。
Water gates represent the word of God.
一个被神的灵充满的人呢也常常是被神的话充满的人。
One who is being filled with the Holy Spirit is also filled with the Word of God.
因为神的灵跟神的话是不能分开。
Because the Spirit of God cannot be separated from the Word of God.
所以全门之后一定是水门。
After the fountain gate, it must be the water gate.
所以我们不但要被圣灵充满。
Not only we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们也应当把基督的道理、基督的话，丰丰富富地存在心里。
We should also keep the word of the Lord, of the Lord abundantly in our hearts.
以弗所书第五章二十六节告诉我
们。Ephesians 5:26 tells us.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That we must be cleansed by the washing of water with the word.
诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
Psalm 119. Verse 9 also tells us.
少年人用什么洁净他们的行为呢？
乃
是你的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure? It's by keeping it according to God's word.
很奇妙的就是说，如果你读尼希米第三章的时候，你特别注意二十六节。
If you pay attention to Nehemiah 3:26.
我们念一下，他说：“尼提林住在俄斐勒，直到朝东水门的对面。”和凸出来的城楼。
And the temple servants living in Opal making repairs as far as the front of the water gate toward the east and the protecting tower.
因为整个尼希米第三章讲到42段城墙的修造。
So the entire Nehemiah chapter 3 here talks about the 42 sections of the wall being rebuilt.
只有在水门这一段呢，他没有提到修造。因为那个墙还在。
And the water gate, this section is the only section that didn't talk about the repairing of the wall because that wall was there.
其他的城墙你都看见它在修造，只有这一段没有修造。
But all the other walls has to be repaired and rebuilt, and this is the only section that didn't need to be.
因为圣灵在这个地方特别提醒我们。
Because the Holy Spirit reminds us.
因为约翰彼得前书第一章，他特别引用了以赛亚的话。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about the words of Isaiah.
一章二十五节，他讲到主的道是永存的。
First Peter 1:25 it says that the word of the Lord endures forever.
所以你看很奇妙，只有这一段，它的城墙它没有不需要再修，为什么？它是永存的。
So amazingly, we see that the gate, the wall in this section does not need to be repaired and rebuilt because the word of the Lord endures forever.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够把神的话充充满满、丰丰富富的存在心里面，接下来你发觉你要学什么功课呢
？So if we keep God's word abundantly in our heart, what is the lesson after that?
因为神的话就是圣灵的宝剑。
The word of the Lord is the sword of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit.
接下来你就看见有一个马门，28节，你看到有个马门。
First 28, we see the horse gates.
什么是马门所代表的呢
？What does the horse gate represent?
在箴言21:31告诉我们。
Proverbs 21:31 tells us.
他说马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜来在乎耶和华。
The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord.
所以这里讲到征战。
Here talks about battle.
主耶稣在地上的时候，每次被仇敌攻击的时候，他就用神的话来抵挡。
And when the Lord Jesus was on earth, when he was attacked by the enemy, he always uses the word of God.
所以，当我们有神的话，我们才能够有属灵的征战。
Only when we have the word of God, then we can have spiritual battles.
所以在以弗所书第六章告诉我们，你看，我们不是以属血气的征战。还是以那些执政掌权管辖着幽暗世界在空中所灵气的征战。
So Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we do not fight against flesh and blood. But against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual...
所以你看见
这个 see,
这个征战非常的重要。
So we see that this battle is very important.
因为这关乎主的回来。
It's regarding the Lord's return.
因为你如果读启示录十二章，你就看见。
Revelation,
十二章。
Chapter 12 tells us.
你看，有一个男孩子被提到宝座。
We see.And a male infant here taken to the throne.
当他被提到宝座以后呢，空中就发生征战。
And we see that when this male child was caught up to heaven, then there is this battle in heaven.
征战的结果乃是魔鬼仇敌被摔到地上。
And we see that the outcome of the battle is that the enemy, the devil, was thrown down to the earth.
当他被摔到地上以后呢？空中就被洁净了。
After he was thrown down to the earth, the heaven is being cleared.
为主回来预备道路。
That the sky, the heaven is cleansed so that it prepares the way for the Lord to return.
所以主就降临到空中。
And so the Lord descends to the air.
那这个男孩子是谁呢？
Who is this male child?
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even unto death.
所以你看见这里有一班弟兄，他们是胜过仇敌的。
We see here a group of brothers. They overcome the enemy.
因着他们的胜过，所以他们被提到宝座。
Because of their overcoming, they were taken to the throne.
那因着他们被提到宝座呢，仇敌被摔下来，主就回来了。
Because they were taken up to the throne, the enemy was thrown down to earth, and then the Lord was able to return.
这就是在马门之后，我们看见接下来我们看见东门，就第二十九节东门。
That's what we see after the horse gate. We see the east gate.
因为我们知道马太福音告诉我们，主回来的时候呢，闪电怎么从东边照到西边，人子回来也要如此。
Because in Matthew, we're told that when the Lord returns, there will be lightning from the east to the west as the Lord returns in such manner.
而且马拉基书第四章第二节告诉我们。
Malachi chapter 4,
第二节 verse 2.
Verse 2 tells us.
它是必有公义的日头出现，对不对？它的翅膀，它的光线有医治之能。
That we see that in Malachi.
Chapter 4,
verse 2, that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings.
所以你看，这讲到我们的主回来。
It talks of the return of our Lord.
而且你记得，当那十个童女的时候，马太福音二十五章讲到十个童女的时候，他特别讲了，他说就在半夜的时候，有人声喊着说，新郎来了，你们要起来迎接他。
Matthew chapter 25 speaks of the 10 virgins, and it says that when the groom is coming.
现在。你看，因着这些人征战得胜，把主就带回来。
That they were to welcome the Lord's return, and so when these people overcome, that they lead the Lord's, they actually prepare the way for the Lord to return.
那主回来以后呢，我们就进到第十个门，就是第三十一节所讲的。
So after the Lord returned, leads us to verse 31, the tenth door.
哈米佛长门。
It speaks of the inspection gate.
哈米佛角在原文的意思就是把大家召聚起来分派工作。
Its inspection gate speaks of the gathering of all the people to give them responsibilities.
你记得在哥林多后书第五章第十一节有讲过一句话。
In Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
他说：“因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。”叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
That we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主回来的时候怎么样？审判要从神的家中开始。
In other words, when the Lord returns, judgment begins with the house of God.
有许多的人要在这里得赏赐。
Many people would be rewarded.
但是也有许多人要受到责备。
And many people would also be rebuked.
这就是哈米佛甲文所代表的。
This is what the inspection gates represent.
读到这里，我们会发觉有一件很奇妙的事情。
As we read to this part, we see something very amazing.
因为讲到在启示录讲到新耶路撒冷的时候呢，总共有十二个门。
When we read Revelation, we know that in the New Jerusalem, there are 11 doors. 12 doors.
但尼希米只讲到第三章只讲了十个门，为什么？
But Nehemiah chapter 3 only speaks of 10 doors. Why is it?
因为还有两个门是后面才提到的。
Because there are two doors, two gates that is mentioned later on.
我们看一下尼希米第八章第十六节。
Let's take a look at Nehemiah chapter 8.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这边提到有一个叫做以法莲门。
It talks of the gate of Ephraim.
还有一个门是在十二章三十九节。
And Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 39.
还有讲到护卫门。
Also talks of the gate of the guard.
或者有的人翻译成 prison, 就是 prison gate.
It also talks, it can be also translated as the prison gate.
所以你看见呢，当主回来审判以后呢，你就发觉有一般的人。是进到了以法莲门，以法莲的意思就是使他昌盛。
So in other words, after the judgment, there's a group of people who will enter through the gate of Ephraim. Ephraim, it means to be abundant.
所以彼得的书信告诉我们，有些人呢，他是丰丰富富的进入神的国。
So in 1 Peter, we're told that there are some who would enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
但有些人是进到了这个。护卫门，因为我们知道有些人呢，虽然得救，却好像经过火一样。
And yet there are some who will enter the gates of the guard, because we know that there are some, although they are saved, but they're only saved as if through the fire.
所以当主回来的时候呢，他要对有些人说：“你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事情上忠心，我要把许多事给你，进来享受你主人的快乐。”
So when the Lord returns, he says to some, good and faithful servant, you have done well and be faithful in the small things that I've entrusted you. So come and enjoy my feast.
你知道我们在地上做的事情再大，在主的眼中呢，都是暂时的，是小的。
Although we might be doing great things on earth for the Lord, but in the Lord's eyes, it's very little.
但是主说你在这个小事上忠心呢，我要把大事给你。
But the Lord says, if you are faithful in little things, I'm going to entrust you with big things.
所以我们今天所服侍的，比起将来要服侍的，不知道差多少。
So the things that we serve the Lord on earth today, compared to the things that He's going to entrust us with in the future, it's really nothing.
他说起来，可以进来享受主人的快乐。
So He said, come and enjoy the happiness with me.
进来哪里呢？就进到国度里。
Enter into where? Enter into the kingdom.
那对另外一批的人讲的，这又饿又懒的仆人。
But to the other group of people, he said, "You wicked and lazy servants."
需要怎么样把它放在黑外面黑暗里面哀哭切齿
？You will be gnashing your teeth in darkness.
为什么是外面黑暗里面？因为跟国度没有法，在国度里面没有办法与主一同作王。
Why is it in the darkness? Because they cannot reign with Christ in the kingdom.
在国度说到他的荣耀，在外面相对的就是黑暗。
Kingdom speaks of glory, and so if you are not in this kingdom, you are in darkness.
在那边就要哀哭切齿。
And if you are there, you'll be gnashing your teeth.
但是即使如此
，even is like that.
他说爱的，他必管教。
He said that those whom he loved, he disciplines.
仍然是出于主的爱。
It's still out of the love of God.
所以我们学会这些功课以后呢，我们才能够真正进入新耶路撒冷那个荣耀的光景。
Only when we go through all these lessons, then we will enter into the new Jerusalem.
所以盼望这些话是向着我们心来说的。
So hopefully these words would truly speak to our hearts.
让我们真是愿意能够好好的来跟随主来爱主。
That we would be willing to love the Lord and to follow Him.
因为主来了，不仅叫我们得生命，主的愿望是叫我们得的更丰盛。
Because the Lord came not only to give us life, but to give it to us abundantly.
盼望我们真实能够跟得上。
Hopefully, we would be able to follow on.
不是靠着我们自己。
Not by ourselves.
而是把我们自己交托这位信实的主。
That we would entrust ourselves to this faithful Lord.
因为凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。
Because those who call on him and to rely on him, he will save us to the uttermost.
因为他长远活着，为我们代求。
Because he lived forevermore and he is constantly praying for us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.